This is the Sakar Merli of the 16th of August, 2024. Essence, sweet children, I, your bodiless father, am teaching you bodily beings in order to make you bodiless. This is something new which only you children understand. Question. Why does Baba repeatedly have to explain the same things to you children? Answer. It is because you children repeatedly forget. Some children say Baba explains the same things over and over again. Baba says, children, I definitely have to say the same things because you forget them. The storms of Maya distress you. If I did not caution you every day, you would be defeated by the storms of Maya. You have not yet become Satupratan. When you do become that, Baba will stop speaking this knowledge to you. Om Shanti. This is called a unique spiritual study. Even in the new world of the Golden Age, it will be bodily beings who teach one another. Everyone teaches knowledge. It is taught here too. All of those bodily beings teach one another. You would never have heard that it is the bodiless father or the spiritual father who is teaching. Even in the scriptures they have written, God Sri Krishna speaks. He too is a bodily being. On hearing this new thing, people become confused. You too understand number-wise according to the efforts you make, that the spiritual father is teaching us spirits. This is something new. It is only at this confluence age that the Father himself comes and tells you, I teach you through this one. That one is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of peace, and the Father of all souls. This is something to be understood. There is nothing to see. The soul is the main thing and it is imperishable, whereas the body is perishable. That imperishable soul sits here and teaches you. Although you see a corporeal body in front of you, you know that it is not the bodily being who is giving you this knowledge. It is the bodiless father who is giving you this knowledge. How does he give it? You understand this too. People understand this with great difficulty. You have to beat your head so much to enable them to have faith in this. Those people say that the incorporeal one has no name, form, time or place. The Father himself sits here and teaches you. He says, I am the Father of all souls. You cannot see him. You understand that he is bodiless. He is the ocean of knowledge, bliss and love. How would he teach you? The Father himself explains how he comes and whose support he takes. I do not take birth through a womb. I never become a human being or a deity. Even deities adopt bodies. I remain constantly bodiless. I alone have the part in the drama of never taking rebirth. So this is something to be understood. I am not visible. Those people think that it is God Sri Krishna who speaks. Look at the type of chariot that they have created on the path of devotion. The Father says, children, you are not confused, are you? If you don't understand something, come and understand it from the Father. In fact, the Father continues to explain everything to you without you asking him. You don't need to ask anything. I only incarnate at this most auspicious confluence age. My birth is wonderful. You children also find it a wonder. He enables you to pass such an important examination. He is teaching you to make you into the greatest masters of the world. This is something wonderful. O souls, I come to serve you every 5,000 years. I am teaching you souls. I come at the confluence age of every cycle in order to serve you. For half a cycle, you have been calling out, O Baba, O Purifier, come. Sri Krishna is not called the Purifier. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is called the Purifier. So Baba has to come here to purify the impure ones. This is why it is said, the immortal image of the true Baba, the immortal image of the true teacher, and the immortal image of the true Sadguru. Sikhs have very good slogans, however they don't know when the Sadguru, the immortal image, comes. It is remembered that it didn't take God long to change human beings into deities. When does he come to change human beings into deities? He alone is the one who grants salvation to everyone. You have to have firm faith in this. What does he come and say? He simply says, Man, man above. He also explains the meaning of that. No one else explains its meaning. The Satguru, the immortal image, sits here and explains to you through this body. Consider yourselves to be souls. So you should understand this. The Father has to come here to serve you children in order to make you into the masters of the world. He explains, O spiritual children, you were Satupratan, and you then became Tamopratan. This world cycle continues to turn. There was the pure world of just those deities. Where did all of them go? No one knows this. They are confused. The Father comes and makes you sensible. Children, I only come once. Why should I come in the pure world? Death cannot come there. The Father is the death of all deaths. There is no need for him to come in the golden age. Neither death nor the great death comes there. He comes and takes all souls back. You go back in happiness. Yes, Baba, we are ready to go back happily with you. This is why we called out to you. Take us from this impure world to the pure world via the land of peace. Do not repeatedly forget these things. However, Maya the enemy is standing here. She repeatedly makes you forget. I am the master, the almighty authority, but Maya too is almighty. She rules over you for half a cycle and makes you forget. This is why the Father has to explain to you every day. If Baba were not to caution you every day, Maya would cause a lot of damage. This is a play of the pure and the impure. The Father now says, become pure in order to reform your behaviour. There is so much fighting because of the vice of lust. The Father says, each of you has now received a third eye of knowledge, and so only look at souls. Do not even look at anything with your physical eyes. All of us souls are brothers. How can we indulge in vice? We came bodiless, and we have to become bodiless and return home. The soul came here Satipratthan, and has to become Satipratthan, and return to the sweet home. The main thing is purity. People say it is fine that the same thing is explained every day, but they should at least follow all the things that are explained to them. They are explained to you so that you can put them into practice, but hardly anyone follows them. This is why Baba has to explain every day. You don't say, "Baba, we have understood very well what you explain to us every day, and we will now become Satipratthan from Tamapratthan. You are now free." Do you say this? Therefore, Baba has to explain every day. There is just the one thing, but you don't do that. You don't even remember the Father. You say, "Baba, I forget you repeatedly." The Father has to tell you repeatedly in order to remind you to have remembrance. This is what you have to explain to one another. Consider yourself to be a soul, and remember the Supreme Soul, and your sins will be cut away. There is no other way. This is what he says at the beginning and at the end. It is only by having remembrance that you can become Satipratthan. You yourselves write, "Baba, the storms of Maya make me forget you." So should the Father not caution you? Should he just leave you alone? The Father knows that you are number wise according to your efforts. You cannot return until you become Satipratthan. This also has a connection with the war. The war will begin when you become Satipratthan, number wise according to your efforts. This knowledge is of just a second. You have found the unlimited Father, but only when you become pure will you receive unlimited happiness from him. You have to make effort very well. Some don't understand anything at all. They don't even have the sense to remember the Father. They have never studied this study. Throughout the cycle, no one has ever studied with the incorporeal Father. So this is something new. The Father says, "I come every 5,000 years to make you Satipratthan. Until you become Satipratthan, you cannot attain that status." Just as students fail in other studies, so students fail here too. They don't understand at all what will happen by remembering Shiv Baba. He is the Father, and so you would definitely receive the inheritance of heaven from him. The Father only explains to you once, and you become deities through that. You become deities, and then everyone else will come here number-wise to play their parts. Not all of these things can sit in the intellects of the old mothers. So the Father says, "Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father." That is all. That Shiv Baba is the Father of all souls. Everyone has his or her own physical father. Shiv Baba is incorporeal. While remembering him, you will become pure, shed your body, and go to the Father. The Father explains a lot, but not all of you understand to the same extent. Maya makes you forget. This is called a battle. The Father sits here and explains to you so well. He reminds you of so many things. Make a list of the main mistakes that have been made. One is of the Father being omnipresent. God speaks, "I am not omnipresent." It is the five vices that are omnipresent. This is a very severe mistake. Sri Krishna is not the God of the Gita. It is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva. Who is that? Put these mistakes right and you will become deities. However, no child has yet written to Baba saying that he explained to others that it is because of these mistakes that Bharat has become impure from pure. This too has to be told to them. How can God be omnipresent? God is one, and he is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher, and the Supreme Satguru. No bodily being can be called the Supreme Father, Teacher, and Satguru. Sri Krishna is the highest in the whole world. He comes when the world is Satapratan, and then Rama comes when the world is Sato. Then others come down number-wise at their own time. In the scriptures they show that the throat of Shankar became blue on taking in everyone's vices. However, even now, while explaining these things, your throats dry up. It is such a small matter, but Maya is so powerful. Each one of you can ask your heart, have I become virtuous and Satapratan? The father explains, you cannot reach your karmatik stage until destruction takes place, no matter how much you beat your heads. Sit and remember Shiv Baba the whole time. Do not even talk of anything else. That is all. Baba, I will definitely attain the karmatik stage before the war takes place. It is not possible in the drama for someone like that to emerge. Only one person will claim number one. Even this one says I have to beat my head so much. Maya comes even more powerfully. This Baba himself says, Shiv Baba is sitting right next to me. But in spite of that, I am unable to remember him. I forget him. I understand that Shiv Baba is with me, but even then, I have to remember him in the same way as you do. It isn't that because I am with him, I become happy with just that. No. He tells me too, constantly remember me alone. You are with me and you are powerful, but you will have even more storms. How else would he be able to explain to the children? All of these storms will pass through you. Even while sitting so close to him, I am unable to reach the karmatik stage, so who else would become like that? This destination is very high. According to the drama, everyone continues to make effort. Let someone make that effort and show this. Baba, I will show you by becoming karmatik before you. That is not possible. This drama is predestined. You have to make a lot of effort. The main thing is your character. There is so much difference between the characters of the deities and those of impure human beings. It is Shiv Baba who makes you viceless from vicious. So you now have to make effort and remember the Father. Do not forget him. The poor innocent mothers are under the influence of others. That is, they are under Ravan's influence. So what can they do? You are under the influence of God Rama. Those people are under the influence of Ravan. This war continues, but it isn't a war between Rama and Ravan. The father explains to you children in different ways every day. Sweetest children, continue to reform yourselves. Examine your charts every night. Did I have any devilish behavior throughout the day? Flowers in a garden are number wise. No two flowers can ever be the same. All souls have received their own parts. Every actor continues to play his or her own part. The Father also comes and leaves only after he carries out the task of establishment. He definitely comes every 5,000 years and makes you into the masters of the world. He is the unlimited Father, and so he would surely give you the inheritance of the new world. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Use your third eye of knowledge to see only souls. Do not look at anything with your physical eyes. Practice becoming bodiless. 2. Make your character divine by having remembrance of the Father. Ask your heart, to what extent have I become virtuous? Did I have any devilish behaviour at all during the day? Blessing. May you remain safe from the shadow of any royal form of Maya by being constantly careful and become Maya-proof. At present, Maya makes your real understanding and your power of realisation disappear, and makes you experience something wrong to be right. When someone performs magic, he makes a person lose control of himself. In the same way, Royal Maya does not allow you to understand what is real, and this is why Bapdada is making you doubly underline attention. Remain so careful that you remain safe from Maya's shadow and become Maya-proof. Especially keep your mind and intellect under the Father's canopy of protection. Slogan. When others see those who are easy yogis, they are easily able to have yoga. Om Shanti.